The month of July in Missouri provides sweeping sunshine and favorable conditions for outdoor activities. Independence Day is widely recognized as a holiday in July, but also National Picnic Month. National Picnic Month encourages you to get out and celebrate the warm summer days and find your passion and curiosity of the outdoors again while enjoying great food. Today, I'll speak with David Kelly, a representative with the Missouri State Park System, on the benefits that Missouri's state parks offer to picnic goers, including locations and park rules. I'll also be talking with Tracy Delaney, Nutrition and Health Education Specialist with the University of Missouri Extension for the Northwest Region, regarding nutritional food alternatives for all ages to enjoy during their outdoor trip. Mr. Kelly, I know you know a ton about some of our area state parks. Can you give us a little insight on some of the best places maybe our listeners can visit this summer?
All of our state parks have great picnic areas. Many of them actually have picnic shelters that a family could rent for a family reunion or a get-together. We've got some real interesting picnic shelters in northwest Missouri. At the West Bend State Park, we have an old tobacco barn that we've converted into a picnic shelter, which is kind of a unique experience. And we've got also enclosed picnic shelters, which are air-conditioned. And with the heat this time of year, it's a great opportunity to get a family out and then have both an indoor picnic setting and also an outdoor picnic setting.
The park system is also free to the public and welcomes all picnic-related activities. Kelly also talks about some rules and guidelines to follow while enjoying Missouri's pristine outdoors.
Definitely dogs are welcome. They have to be on a 10-foot leash in all of our state parks. You can bring alcohol to all of our picnic areas. Actually, alcohol is welcome in all of our state parks except on beaches and in parking lots. Pretty much, you know, all the regular recreational activities and, you know, frisbee and croquet, things like that, all those are welcome. We don't allow, like, inflatable pools and things like that. But for the most part, if, you know, traditional picnic stuff are all welcome in Missouri state parks.
What is a picnic without the best part, the food? Tracy Delaney says one of the things to remember when bringing food for a picnic is to include multiple food groups.
We always want to make sure we're getting a wide variety of food. So I always try to tell people to get at least 3 to 5 food groups in each meal. We want to make sure that we're getting healthy whole grain options. So choosing whole grain buns or whole grain bread. We want to make sure we're getting lots of fruits and vegetables in. So a good variety with lots of different colors. So try to aim for 5 servings of vegetable in your day or fruit. And then picking low-fat dairy options and our lean meats.
Delaney was also able to provide some friendly reminders as it pertains to perishable and non-perishable food items.
We definitely want to keep our hot foods hot and our cold foods cold. Our temperature danger zone is from 40 to 140, so we want to make sure that we're not letting bacteria grow on our foods. If you are taking cold foods to your picnic, you want to make sure that you're keeping them in an insulated cooler with ice and frozen gel packs. So those would be for items such as meat, poultry, eggs, dairy products. We want to make sure we're not frequently opening those coolers so that we're not getting hot air exposed to them. We want to make sure that if we're traveling with them that we leave them in the air-conditioned part of the car versus putting them in the trunk. For our hot foods, we can keep them hot by making sure we're cooking them to proper temperatures. If it's hot outside, we want to make sure that we don't leave food out for more than 2 hours. And if it's above 90 degrees, we definitely want to throw it away after 1 hour.
For National Picnic Month, get your family and friends together at a favorite nearby Missouri State Park and bring your favorite foods that could be eaten cold for a traditional picnic, or bring a small grill and prepare warm, delicious food on the spot. For KMZU News, I'm Matt Gang.